They want to hit him where it hurts. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden touting new sanctions against Russia, including one that bans new U.S. investment there, in addition to hitting top officials, allies, and family members of President Putin, including his two daughters.
With our allies and our partners, we're going to keep raising the economic cost and ratchet up the pain for Putin and further increase Russia's economic isolation.
In a speech to a building trades union event, the president also again accusing Russia of war crimes in Ukraine and saying they must be held accountable. The Justice Department filing the first criminal charges, accusing a Russian oligarch of violating sanctions. Also taking down a cybercrime operation controlled by a Russia military intelligence agency. No charges in Minnesota over the killing of a man by a SWAT team officer during a no-knock warrant incident in Minneapolis. Fox's Grinnell Scott has this live.
Lisa, state and local prosecutors say there is insufficient admissible evidence to charge Officer Mark Hanman with Amir Locke's death. Hennepin County Attorney Michael Freeman said body cam video shows Locke raising a gun.
Pointed directly at Officer Hanman during the body-worn camera. It seemed to dip down a bit and then come back up.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison met with Locke's family to explain the decision. He said while there will be no criminal charges here,
there's still a viable civil matter here.
And also, Attorney Ellison said that Locke was not named in the warrant and was a victim in this instance, Lisa.
Thanks, Grinnell. The search warrant was related to a murder case. Locke's cousin is charged in that case. Oil prices are plunging, dropping under $97 a barrel as stocks also slide amid renewed concern about the Fed's response to inflation. The Dow's now down about 139 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Officials in two states are getting calls to make a new declaration along the U.S.-Mexico border.
Former Trump administration officials are urging Republican leaders in Texas and Arizona to declare an invasion along their southern borders with Mexico, kicking in a provision in the Constitution that would give state law enforcement new authority to bypass the Biden administration in deterring immigrants from coming, and where there are thousands of illegal crossings weekly, as U.S. Border Patrol agents warn that perhaps tens of thousands of illegals per day will soon be coming, as President Biden is set to allow a Trump-era policy on border crossings expire next month. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The White House has said lifting Title 42 is the CDC's decision and that Homeland Security has a strategy to handle a potential increase in migrants. A review of Will Smith's Oscar slap of Chris Rock is apparently on the fast track. The Academy announcing it's moved up a scheduled meeting on possible punishments to this Friday instead of later in the month. Smith has publicly apologized and has resigned from the Academy. Fresh off a price hike for Amazon Prime, another service will cost more.
Amazon is hiking the price of its music streaming service, which will take effect on May the 5th. Its Prime members will have to pay $8.99 a month or $89 annually for access to Amazon Music Unlimited, which is up from $7.99 a month and $79 a year. In addition, the Amazon Music single device plan is changing, increasing to $4.99 a month from $3.99. That plan lets users listen to the full library, but only from a single Echo or Fire TV device. The move comes weeks after Amazon increased its Prime subscription prices for the first time in 4 years to $139 from $119 annually.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Amazon says the increases are necessary to help bring more content and features. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.